my background is I worked in the insurance industry, also served on the Rock Valley College Board, where I was twice the board chairman, and decided to kind of challenge the status quo in community leadership and how we do business. We want to professionalize county government. We want to follow this thing called our ACT initiative, and that is that Winnebago County government is going to be the most accountable, collaborative, and transparent unit of government in the state of Illinois. And you say, well, why does that matter? It's, you know, we have a $190 million budget, and we want to make sure it's working for taxpayers the very best it can. And, you know, we're a community, we're a county with about 300,000 people. We have some significant challenges in our community, but we also have what is very unique about us is a beautiful balance, really, of urban and rural. And you know, we're a county that is uniquely positioned in many, many ways to lead the comeback in the state of Illinois. We have many great assets.
The centerpiece of your initiative was the creation of government report cards that would include departments, funds, and programs. Can you talk to me about how you'd like to implement those report cards?
Sure. We formed our chairman's advisory council, and we have several teams of community members working on various areas of focus. One of them is strategic metrics. And, you know, think about this. In the game of football, you want to know where the field goal posts are, and then you want to know, you know, for every time you try, you know, every 10 times you try to kick a field goal, how many times did the ball go through the uprights? Defining where the field goal posts are and then keeping track of how successful you are as you go about doing your business is something you've seen happen in the private sector and manufacturing for years, for decades. And in the game, and in sports, regardless of particular sport, you know, you always get the scoreboard to look up at. And so we're just building on that concept, and whether it's our highway department, whether it's things going on in public safety, it's economic development efforts, we just want to make sure that we're defining parameters up front and then keeping track, and most importantly, reporting out to our board, who's elected by the community to represent them, and our community as a whole. So it's just a communication and also a way to just mark our progress and be in a continuous learning kind of mode. And one of our mantras is CANI, C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement. Again, that's typical in the private sector, and we're just kind of bringing that mentality to our work in county government. Very excited about it.
The county board is going to face a projected $7.5 million budget deficit. Talk to me about ideas for new revenue.
It's not quite 7.5. We think it's closer to 4 to 5 for the fiscal year 18 budget, which we set October 1 of 17. So we got some time yet. But what I would say is, number one is we're going through a very systematic review of county operations. One of the parts of our ACT initiative under collaboration is really this idea that we got to share resources, consolidate in some areas, work together with our other government partners on the same thing. Is we have 86 units of government in Winnebago County. If you went to draw up how do you best serve taxpayers in the 21st century, I don't think it would take 86 units of anything to best serve our citizens, our customers. So looking at that as a piece of it, that's from a revenue reduction or an efficiency standpoint. In terms of growth of revenue, you know, it is not just raising taxes, and it might not be raising taxes at all. It's having a growth mindset. What are strategic initiatives we can put in place from an economic development standpoint that will help us grow our base, that's going to help us attract and retain young professional talent, that's going to help our existing businesses expand and help us attract new businesses to the area? We have to get better in Winnebago County at telling our story. We know we have some challenges, like every other county in the Midwest, but at the same time, we've really struggled to tell a story about what's truly exciting here, and there's a whole lot to be excited about with many of the things we have going on.
Of course, there was a federal investigation into spending irregularities of the former county purchasing director that came before your time on the board, but you have to deal with the reputation of that. What is your plan for moving past that and getting the trust back from the public?
Well, number one, we brought in a new administrative team, a new county administrator, new CFO, new deputy county administrator that's going to be part of a very thorough review process of all county systems and processes and personnel. That's number one. Number two is, it goes back to trust, is we want the people that have to pay taxes, all county citizens, to trust that our processes are easy to understand, readily communicated, and they're in line with best practice. There's no simple, quick, silver bullet way to earn trust with taxpayers or with your partners. So we're just going to do one step at a time. We are going to over-communicate the brutal facts, what we find in our review process. We're going to over-communicate changes we make. And we're also going to not be afraid to admit we may make a mistake from time to time, but we are in a constant and never-ending improvement process.
Anything else you'd like to add that we didn't get to touch on?
You know, one, you said you're going to be talking to the new chairman in McHenry County, Mr. Franks, who certainly has been well known in the state. He's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I don't know Mr. Franks personally, but we do have one thing in common, is we've both, I think, are committed to good government in a state that has some struggles. And one of the things to look for that I believe Mr. Franks is involved in is some involvement with the Transform Illinois. It's a website, Transform Illinois, and it's just about bringing good government, best practice, sharing of resources, and consolidation to discussions in local government. And I don't want to speak for the new chairman in McHenry, but I have heard he is a leading voice in this discussion, and I would echo that that's a very important conversation for anybody working in public service today. We have very high tax rates in the state of Illinois. We need to work together as a team, and I'm very excited with partners like Mr. Franks. Although of a different party persuasion, I think we have many shared ideals, and we're aligned in many of the things that we need to accomplish for the people we serve.